This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I am your host, Ryan Bean, back finally with
my co-host
after being sick a couple episodes ago, and she's back behind the camera with me, thank God.
He's mad at me. He gave me a plastic cup for my coffee today.
Yeah, and no ice. She'll get some maybe in the next episode if she's kind. So
we're back.
We are back talking real life, all things real, trying to bring real back to a world full of fake. Families, business, kids, trips, vacations, you name it.
Friends.
Nothing's off the table from what we discussed. So yeah. I'm glad you're feeling better. And thank you again.
Entertainment is back.
Thank God, because it was rough. It was a rough go. I don't know if you listened to it, but my gosh.
I listened to it myself.
I was like, cringe. This is why I would turn off the channel if
Welcome
I were people.
Welcome to me and my social media. Like, I listen to people. I love your videos. I'm like, every time I watch my videos.
I love them. I love them to death. But
we got
anyway,
some
what,
to say today.
Yes, we do. And what are we getting into today?
Okay, so I wanted to point out the big oopsie that I made this week. Our friends are going on a trip for our friends. They're not going to listen to this by this time, are they? Tina doesn't listen, does she? Hold on, time out.
She'll know. No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
She'll listen to our episode?
She might. Be careful. We don't want to get too crazy about it.
Okay.
Well, I think she kind of ruined it anyway. But yes. Well, you're fine. No. I think she already knows that we are going with them.
You, the Beans.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
But
she knows.
She doesn't listen to our podcast.
I don't know. Look how much time we're wasting.
Oh
right
my
now.
God.
Let's get into it.
Okay. Sorry.
Just get into it.
So what we're going to talk
we're
about.
We're going to roll the dice.
It's the big oopsie I made. So we're going on a trip with our friends, and I booked the wrong date for the airplanes.
I don't even know how that happens, but she did.
I did. So now everybody's going to have fun without me and my husband for a full day.
That's your bad.
But
you're too busy. You're too busy slinging houses, man. This girl is. I thought I lived a very busy life, and I do. It is an insane level to what most people do.
You're busy being.
And she and Elena takes it to a whole nother level for sure.
Well, the problem is, I'm like, I'm so busy. Let me buy a house now. Let me add another realtor to my team. I'm like, whoa.
She all of her stress and mine is as well.
Yeah,
and I think we've said this in multiple episodes. It is self-inflicted.
Yeah,
we are the problem. Elena is the problem. I am the problem.
It's me. Hi,
we're accountable.
It's me. Is that how the song goes?
The problem is 100% us. We will bitch and moan more than anybody about how much work we take on. And then we always say yes, and we take on more.
But
so now she's selling her house.
We do that
she's
because we know
house.
Where it's going to lead to. It's going to lead to the freedom of the life that we want to live. So
that's the plan.
Well, yeah, one day when we're retired and looking
at
back.
At age 80, yeah.
No, we're not retiring at age 80. We talked about this.
But
he's making me hustle even harder because when they retire, all of them are 10 years ahead of me. I got to figure out how to retire.
She'll be living the dream.
I refuse to work for 10 years while you guys are out traveling. On a beach,
we'll see.
Living your best lives of retirement.
I hope that's the case. My wife spends a lot of money, so
because
like I said,
well, I already know you guys. We're all going to be on family or friend and family vacation, and you guys are all going to be retired. Be like, Luna, how's work life going?
Sounds like it sucks over there.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny because it's so relatable. That's the first time I've ever booked a trip, literally on the wrong day, and I felt so good about myself too because we were going to go, and then we had to cancel because. A family thing, and then we ended up that not happening, so then we ended up rebooking it.
Yep.
And I was like, cool, I found tickets that are great pricing. We could still go. And then I did that.
Well, you're still going to be there. You're just missing, a few hours. Let's look at it that way. You're not
missing the buffaloes.
No, we're going to still see him. We're going for 2 days.
Dude, we're doing floating then.
No, we're going to make it happen.
If he sees a buffalo without me, I'm going to be pissed.
They're going to be ever. That's what I really want
to
see.
We'll make sure to post a selfie of him on our social media platform with the buffalo.
We will.
And then we'll also do a video of him at the tattoo shop getting a buffalo.
She wants the buffalo on me tatted so bad. Like, it's going to happen. It might happen. I don't know. I got one tattoo. I don't know if I can take a second one. Yeah.
Would you both say now? Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to go do something fun for our friend's 40th. And I think that is something really cool that we do as a friend group.
It is.
Is we want to celebrate a milestone, how they want to celebrate a milestone.
Well, it's a big deal, right? At the end of the day, you know, you start hitting these milestone birthdays. And we did the same thing when Allison turned 40, when I turned 40, when your husband turned 40. It's a big deal, and I think, you know, it's one of those things where you should celebrate with your friends. You should be able to go on a cool trip, and, you know, putting 40 years on this earth, it's you go through a lot. Yeah. And
we got trouble, we can still move.
That's exactly right, and we say that all the time. You know, I look at it as you want to save, you want to invest, but I also want to do some of these trips when I'm young enough to enjoy them.
Yeah.
Because some of these trips, you have to be more physically active. Again, not that great, but we still can move, right?
Yeah.
So walking, hills, hiking, whatever it ends up being, we go to Italy and you do a ton of walking and things like that. So you want to be young enough to enjoy them and young enough to make those memories with your friends or with kids or whoever you travel with. But I mean, we've had, you know, me and your sister-in-law, we did our co-ed 40th together, and it was phenomenal. We had a great freaking time, and down in the Virgin Islands, that was a great time.
Virgin Islands,
Cole, her husband.
I just float on these trips.
Speaking of that, I will say I am the biggest, I'm probably the most spoiled out of everybody when they go on vacations.
Why?
Well, because my wife
does. You don't plan shit.
I don't plan anything, guys. I don't know what we have going on. I don't approve of anything. I get involved in zero, literally zero. I know the destination. That's about as far as it goes for me. And God bless my wife that she loves to plan everything. But even our friend group make fun of me because I just get to go with the flow.
Friends, like, just tell me where I'm going.
1,000%. Yeah. And I want everything to be a surprise.
I want
to
be Orion one day.
I want everything. It's so great.
That's why this plane thing happened. Because I literally have so much on my plate, but I still have to be that role of the organizer. Because everybody has a role in their relationships.
Yep.
And it's not that Cole doesn't want to help. He just doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Right? Because I've always done it.
Correct.
And so, and also I'm a psycho about our systems. Like, I'm very systematic. And so, like, he'll just be like, oh, yeah, we'll just book the flights. I'm like, well, have you tried this way to save money and then budget better? You know what I mean? He just wants to book and just be done.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm like, okay, I will do it. And so that's what happened.
Well, Allison's the same way. Thankfully, she loves the plan. But, like, when we go on these trips, like, everything's a surprise to me, which is super cool. I feel like one of the kids. It's fantastic. It is great to be in that position because there's no better vacation than the one you had to do nothing to do. You just get to show up.
That is a true vacation.
It is.
Yeah.
It absolutely is a true vacation. You should try it sometime.
That's
fantastic.
That's why Cole and I just did Mexico. And literally, I was like, I don't nap. You guys know this. I don't nap. And every day in Mexico, I napped for like an hour and a half by the pool.
But you did get up at like 5:30 in the morning to work out.
No, 6:30. Not purposely. My body just woke up at 6:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess we're doing this. Just go get it on the bike. Like, we've been biking for years.
I do think that I love a good nap. Naps are fantastic for me.
Yeah.
But I think a nap on vacation, like if you're in a hammock or you just fall asleep, just drift into a beautiful, dreamy sleep on the beach.
It's like
you hear background sounds, but like you're not like completely out of it, but you're just so
relaxed.
In chill mode. Yes.
It's like a sandwich with chips inside on the beach, on the salty beach. Something about that.
Yeah.
It's the best.
It's simple. It's the best. And that why I think it's the best is because you're finally getting an opportunity to shut your brain completely off.
I think that's right.
You and I we are in the hustle and the bustle every single day. And when, you know, you get to a point where you're like, I am ready to shut it down for a few days, just go be with my friends and family, go have a phenomenal time and enjoy. So.
Well, and that was the problem with Mexico is I didn't really get, and it's just my job in general, owning a business, you don't really get to shut off completely, you know? And so there was a couple hours that I had to work in Mexico and I hated that. But the old me, I would have been working like the whole trip, you know? And the couple hours I had to do because the trip we booked was more of last minute than I normally plan for.
Yep.
Because of, we thought Cole was getting knee surgery and then
Well, you also have a lot of stuff going on. You have to always plan it around your closings.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you do that, it's almost impossible because you always have closings. Or, like you said, yeah. I saw your post today where, you know, you're leasing out properties that you sold, yeah. or, you know, investors are leasing stuff out. You're part of that process.
Yeah.
The good thing is you're finally building a team.
Yeah, that's
so you're adding help, which is good, right? And that's the same thing with me is you got to start to build people around you that could take on some of those things, right? Because at the end of the day, there's only so much you can do, and no matter how good you are, you're still going to be limited with how much Elena Sweetser can accomplish in a day. And same thing with Ryan is I have to have people around me that can help pick up those pieces, and then that's how they develop as well, right? Yeah. So when you look at these new agents that you're listing, and you probably have the most experience and you're probably the most qualified, but now you're putting these people that are around you that are like-minded like mm-hmm. you, that are hungry like you, mm-hmm. that want to be successful, you get to mentor them and teach them, but they can also learn by taking off some of the stuff that's a time drain on you,
yeah.
so you could actually go have life. And we talk about all the time, guys, you have to have balance. And
well, what's that thing called, the scale, right?
Yeah.
So you have the 50, starts at the 50-50, and no matter how you look at it in life, you're always going to be a scale. Most people think, oh, I could just swivel it over here.
Yeah.
No, it's always going to be like this,
yes.
right? And if I keep taking on a workload, my family time will go down. Right, no matter what. But I'm making more money here, but my family time's going down.
Right.
So how can I alleviate some of this to keep rising and keep spending more time with my family?
And it's never going to be a 50-50 split, right? I mean, like Elena just said, you have to balance it. And at the end of the day, you know, it's like when I look at my kids' events, you know, I can't be the provider, the father that they need to be. I can't get it. You're never going to get it 100%. And especially from any working person in the family, whether it be in today's world, male or female, whatever the situation is, sometimes it's both are working, is that you have to have a certain level of providing for your family. But at the same time, if I provide, then I'm going to lose time, mm-hmm. right? Or if I give them too much time, you don't have the money to provide them the life that they want. And the way I've always looked at it is my number one responsibility is to give them a life that they deserve, mm-hmm. to give them a life that is going to give them a head start, give them a life that I didn't have. But I also want to make sure that I have that time. But that doesn't mean, you know, people say work-life balance. That doesn't mean you're going to be at every kid's event.
There's no such
thing. I can't be at every cheer event. I couldn't be at every one of Dylan's basketball games. I couldn't be at every practice, right? There's just going to be certain things that you're going to have to sacrifice. Now, if I'm at 80% of them, I'd say that's a pretty good work-life balance, right? They see me around them. They see me supporting them. They see that me in their corner, and you the same way with Cole and Kian. You're in their corner. You're there for them, mm-hmm. but you also are a you help provide for your family. Yeah. You got to figure out that balance.
And I think as parents,
but it's never
50-50. Specifically moms, we're too hard on ourselves, like for being that perfect mom. And I know I do it to myself a lot. Like last night, I had to show property to some buyers on a listing that is off market, but my friends said they're considering selling it. Might be perfect for my buyers. Had to be yesterday evening. It's the only time we can line up the showing.
Sure.
And my son had swim lessons yesterday. And I was like, I told Cole, I'm like, I'm going to have to bring him. Unfortunately, we have to reschedule swim lessons. And I beat myself up about that because I'm like, I'm taking away from my kids' time to do work. Now, my son, in his mind, he loved coming to work. He saw my buyers that he's seen before in showings.
He's a realtor in the making. I think she's brainwashing this kid.
And they walk in. He goes, it's nice to see you again. And, like, he is my brand. He is my team.
Sure.
Right?
You know, absolutely.
He is my legacy.
Yes.
And so I enjoy, you know, mixing the two. Now, obviously, if I went on a listing point, that's different because he's still 4.5.
Yeah.
He's still crazy. But he sat there, and then he knew the friends of the house, and it was kind of cool for him to be there. But I still beat myself up that I took away from his time. But then
you
last
didn't
night,
take away from his time.
I know, but
you
then
made
last
the time
night,
with him.
Exactly. But then last night, Cole, we're all sitting on the couch watching his cartoons before bed, and it's Cole in his recliner, Kian always in the middle, and me like on my chase. And Kian just reaches for both of us to hold both our hands, and he goes, "I love our family," you know. And to me, I'm like, they don't think of every little detail like I think of, you know.
No.
To him, he just knows he's loved, and that's all we really care about.
Bottom line is they just want your time, and how that time, you could be in a coloring book, you could be taking them in the car. One of the things that Allison used to love, and she still loves, she's missing it now, because now I have two teenage drivers, but one of the things that she loved so much about taking the kids to school or picking them up from school was she got that one-on-one time with them in the car. to talk about how is school, what's going on, what's going on with you, you know, and you get this connection with no really distractions because you're in the car. And I, you know, I a lot of parents are like, oh my God, it's such an inconvenience. I got to get them picked up. I got to drop them off for school. I got to rearrange my schedule to make sure this happens. But when you look at, okay, now I'm getting that time with my kids, and Keen was the same way. Now, again, the pools aren't going anywhere. Swimming's not going anywhere. If it's something that's always constantly happening, then you might have to look at yourself and go, man, I've got to get my, I got to get my priorities straight. But at the end of the day, the fact he was able to go with you, the fact you have a profession where your clients understand that you're a mom, you're in a profession where you could bring your son along for the ride. What great gift are you giving him? What and what great gift are you getting with him? Because you love real estate, you have this passion for it. You're getting to let him see mom in action, see mom live out her dream, mom working her passion, and who knows what we will become of
it. He did the coolest thing today. We're driving down Cheeksparger in Bedford area, and they're building a new construction area there on Central and Cheeksparger area. And he sees the workers, so it's like flattened ground, but you can see like construction workers. He goes, "Mommy, what are they building over there?" And I said, "Houses, buddy." He goes, "Houses? You sell houses?" And it's cool that he like, gets that, you know.
Yes, at 4 years old.
And I said, "We sell houses, buddy." Like, you know, me, how I mess with him.
I'm gonna need you to sell some so I can retire.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I've got friends that are older than me. I got to retire at the same time, so I'm going to need you to learn how to sell these quicker so I can enjoy my time off.
Well, it's funny because I tell him terms, and you know, if outside people probably heard me talking about like real estate stuff, they'd probably be like, he's too young. But I'm like, they get more than you think they do.
Oh, of course they do.
You know?
They pick up on everything.
Yeah, so, and I forgot we were talking about dinner last night with him, but it's just cool that I can include him on my
and you
business.
Still got the time, right? At the end of the day, it wasn't like you said, hey Cole, I gotta leave it yet again. I need you to take on Kian, or I gotta go drop Kian off at daycare, or I gotta drop Kian at a friend's house or family's house.
Yeah.
You're still able to have that time with the kid.
I could have left him in daycare till 6:30 PM and I was like, I don't wanna pick my kid up and then go straight home and just put him to bed.
And you also have to look at it this way too, right? Is you when you're in sales, especially you know, Lena and I, that this is how we make our living. And sometimes you have to ride that wave when that wave comes, and that wave might take a year. That wave might be 2 years, where it's a long run and it's a hard run, but you can separate yourself from the pack and you can help set up your family financially by riding it, right? So you, and sometimes like right now you're on fire and in a good way. And
I'm that dog in that gift that's like everything's
fine.
But
you're smart enough to realize you're not letting it change who you are. Yeah. You are also self-aware enough to realize, hey, I'm taking on too much. I need help. You've added help. I'm taking on too much. I need to say no to these clients and spend time with my husband and my son. So you're recognizing that.
Yeah.
I think what ends up happening in today's society is it's like, you know what? Things are going great. What's a little bit more?
Yeah.
What's a little bit more? What's a little bit more? Yeah, I push that off. I sacrifice that. Yeah, I don't spend that much time with my kids. Yeah, I don't do that. And then another year goes by, 2 years go, 3 years. And then all of a sudden, now you become this new person of you're just grinding for the work, for the money all the time. And
I see it all
what are you
time
working
realtors.
It for?
Yeah. Realtors they start to feel how much money you can make. Because some realtors, I mean, they can make some good money.
Yeah, you can. Know?
And the ego comes with it, right? I've seen a lot of realtors destroy themselves over this. And that's why I'm like, I don't really count my paychecks when we go, clients go under contract. I don't count a paycheck when I start working a client. When I go on a big listing, I'm not counting my paycheck. I'm not counting my numbers.
And that's why you're successful. Because money's not driving the...
It's not.
Money's not driving you. And we've said it before. You know, when you're young, yeah. I get it, right? Because that's how I was. And I just was with one of my guys in Houston the other day. And, you know, we had this conversation about where I was in my career in my early 20s mm-hmm. with my company. And it was, if you're not helping me, you're hurting me. And if you're in my way, mm-hmm. I'm going to run over you mm-hmm. to get to my goals, to, mm-hmm. to achieve what I need to achieve. And you don't care who you hurt along the way. You don't care what relationships you tarnish along the way. You don't care if you mentor people or you don't along the way. You're so driven by money. And I get that. A big part of it, too, is being seasoned. Yep. A big part of it is maturity. Yep. A big part of it is more wisdom, right? I have a lot more wisdom. 22, almost 23 years into my career. But I've also surrounded myself with fantastic people.
That's the biggest thing, I think.
It is the only thing. It is the biggest game changer. And we say it all the time. And me and Elena have probably talked about it ad nauseum. But if you talk to any successful person that you know, anyone in your inner circle, anyone that owns a company, anyone that is rich, anyone that's been there, they will all tell you, it's who you spend your time with, who you surround yourself with.
You're the average of your top five people.
That gets you there. It's absolute facts.
So the interesting thing is, and I've been hearing this, and I'm not trying to like brag on myself anyway. I've been hearing constantly, we love your social media. We love your videos.
That's very good.
We love this. And to me, it's confusing in my brain because I'm like, what am I doing different this year? And so I kind of like, oh my goodness. Was that a person's scream?
Yeah, it was a kid, yeah.
And so I think that's what happens when you live by the street.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so I'm like, what am I doing different? So I really started to think back, like, what did I change about my social media this year? And what did I change about my social media is I ripped off the band-aid of trying to be something I wasn't, right? Yeah. So you look at, like, and I've never tried to compare myself to Selling Sunset because I'm just not that. But most realtors want to immediately show the big mansions, luxury listings, right? Most realtors want to show off their cars. They want to replicate what other realtors, big team realtors are doing instead of focusing on what they're doing themselves, mm-hmm. right? So you look at these people who are doing bigger businesses than you, and all you're doing is you're chasing. And what I say most is when you're chasing, you're not selling, right? And so what I've changed in my social media is I'm just being me on camera. You've seen my goofy side come out. Real. I fell on camera and I posted about it.
Elena, it's real. And that's what this podcast is all about. Yeah. And guys, the only message that Elena and I are trying to convey on this podcast is that people want genuine, people want mm-hmm. real, and in a world that's fake and you don't know what you're seeing, all the AI stuff, all mm-hmm. the fake videos, you don't know what's scripted, what's not scripted, you don't know the little clips that they show you and mm-hmm. you buy into it and you're spreading it like wildfire on social, the political stuff, and oh my God, can you believe this person said this? And you're just sharing it and posting it when you saw one clip and it was a response to a question, but you didn't get to hear the question, so you can't see. It's all of this nonsense that we just keep feeding mm-hmm. ourselves, and people see you and they see you being real, but it's the same thing. Would you rather look rich or be rich? Would you rather let people perceive that you're wealthy or be wealthy? Would you rather be successful or pretend that you're successful?
And that's, I think, why people are running into this social media of they're just becoming depressed and hating their lives
because it's not real. Everything's fake.
Post about being something they're not. Uh-huh. And I know specifically a handful of realtors who post about, I'm top 1%. I'm this. Look how much money I made. Look how much business I do. Yet they're listing expired, right? And so, but the people aren't seeing that. They're saying, just listen. First of all, I strongly believe if you have to tell people you're successful, if you have to tell people 100%. You're rich, if you have to tell people you're something, 100%. You're not that really.
100%.
So I've started to realize these.
Although there would be signs if I had money. It'd be a lot more travel. It'd be a lot of travel. Yeah, it'd be a lot. You see me at the airport posting I'd be tagging myself at the airport a lot. That's how you'll know.
What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
But to me, I've realized my social media, the red flags of people, and I've honestly either unfollowed them mm-hmm. or I've deleted them as friends because I'm like, I wish you well on your journey, but I don't want that. Like, I don't want to be around anything fake anymore.
I love it.
You know, and
I
it's like, it. And I'm all about the quality over the quantity. And I used to compare, just last week, mm-hmm. I was telling one of my friends, I'm like, God, these realtors, some of these big teams, they have like 6,000 to 10,000 followers. I have 2,000 followers. But I'm like, but you look at it in your real life, mm-hmm. I'd rather say I have 5 close friends than 100 friends.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like I have 5 friends that I truly, if I was needed mm-hmm. to call you and something was happening in my life, I had to cry, or I was in a pickle and bind of some type and I called y'all, you would no doubt be mm-hmm. in my life helping me mm-hmm. without spreading shit to the world.
100%.
Right? Like it's, feeding yeah. on my failures. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I just think it's so much more fulfilling. You
yeah.
know, I think when you help people and I think when you try to get the best out of people and you want the people around you to see their best, you know, you and you're in this boat right now where you're starting to see the best version of yourself. And to be part of that, mm-hmm. that to me is so rewarding. That mm-hmm. is worth more to me than any amount of money to see one of my friends just mm-hmm. start to get it in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, it took me a long time. It took you a long time. It's taken you less time because you're around people that have already walked down the path. And if I yeah. could teach my kids when they're teenagers, you know, what you're learning now in your 30s and what took me to be in my late 30s, early 40s to learn, think about how much further ahead our families are going to be, yeah. our kids are going to be, because they understand that just be genuine, be real, be your true self. You
yeah.
know, don't
it's so
try
much easier.
To. Oh my gosh, there's no stress.
It's like
you
people,
take all this, it's the weight that's lifted off
yeah,
your shoulders.
It's like people who lie all the time. I'm like, that's yeah. exhausting trying to keep up with. Yeah. What lie did I make last and
yeah.
line it up where you never get caught? That is so exhausting to
yep.
me.
Yep.
And so I'm like, if you
we
just,
live in a life full of comparison.
We do.
And it just literally drains you. And again, you never know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So the easiest path that you could take is doing exactly what you're doing, girl. Mm-hmm. I couldn't be prouder of you. You know, and especially, you know, coming off of a year where you almost threw your hands up. You
I
almost
did.
Wanted to quit. You almost decided, you know what, is this career for me? And I've been at that crossroads. I can't tell you how many times in my career
yeah.
where I wanted to quit. I wanted to throw up my hands.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's the easy thing to do. And I started to just really realize how much I was learning during those tough times. How much I was not only just, you know, learning the business and things like that,
yeah.
what I learned about myself and what you're learning about yourself. And you just learned that, you know, who you are. You've learned who you want to be around. You've learned what's the most important thing to you. You've learned how to become successful. And you've done it by not changing the core of you. What is that telling you? It's
yeah.
telling you that anyone out there that's listening to us can have the same level of success. Mm-hmm. And again, success doesn't mean just money. Success can mean multiple things that we talk
freedom.
About as well.
Success is freedom.
Absolutely.
In my mind.
But just not the to not care.
Yeah.
What others think and to,
yeah.
to let that go and to literally lose no sleep over it. What a gift.
Well,
what a gift.
Here's a crazy thing, because I was talking to one of my buyer's agents today about a video I made, and I was like, because she's like, I don't really want to get on social media. I'm still working my way up, you know, getting her face and voice. I said, girl, if I can put my double chin on social media, you'll be fine. You know what mm-hmm. she said? She's like, honestly, Elena, I never crossed my mind your double chin on your video. I'm looking at like, what a badass. You are when you make your
people
video.
People are listening to the message,
and so
girl.
That tells you in your head, you're creating this own version of yourself that people aren't even thinking about.
Correct.
You know? And last year, you know, when we talked about last year, like where it was into this year, it goes into where I say I dipped a lot into faith. And I think last year, I really was like, God, what's happening? What do you want me to do with my life? And I realized now looking back, he was telling me, I'm going to break you before I build you, right?
Yeah,
what you're, what you were building was not meant for your life, what I intended for your life.
Yep.
And so literally, he broke me last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I get emotional thinking about it because I'm like, I was in a bad place
he
last year.
He doesn't give you anything you can't handle.
Yeah. Or what did Trent tell me one day? If he takes you to it, he can get you through it.
Yeah.
And so literally last year, I think it's because I let go of trying to control things that were out of my control. I let go of trying to be something I was not meant to be. Like, I'm not going to be that realtor that's always dressed up to like the suits and luxury and rolling up in my luxury car to post on social media that look how much money I make type. That's mm-hmm. just not me.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to list these luxury homes, but I did that trophy club listing and the outfit I did with the golf club, and I was my personality in this mm-hmm. $1.4 million listing. And guess what? That video got like 7,000 plus views. People want the you.
That's it. And you're seeing that. And it's like, so when you know that it's successful and you're seeing the yeah. success come from it, why are you fighting it?
Yeah.
And I think that's where Elena struggles sometimes, is because like you said, or people in general, is they keep putting these things in their head and they're going, wait a minute, it's showing you that it's working.
Yeah.
The blueprint's there for you. Mm-hmm. You're choosing not to follow it.
Yeah.
Your listeners, the people that are following you, they're telling you every day with their clicks and their likes and their hearts and their comments and all these things. They're telling you mm-hmm. what content they want to see. That's the opportunity. And this is the part that people miss, right? It's like us. Like, we've changed our strategy on this podcast multiple times. And we're going to continue to do so. And a lot of it has to do with, again, because we want the messaging out. We don't do it for the likes or the comments. At least I don't. Uh-huh. I do it because I feel like it's the messaging that I want the younger generation to hear. Uh-huh. I feel like we owe this responsibility to these kids that are just consumed with fake mm-hmm. all the time, and they're driven to compare because of no fault of their own.
We've
built this fakeness around them.
Yeah.
So we owe this to this generation to let them know that this is not what people want. This is not what people want to listen to.
It's not what you want.
No.
It's not going to fulfill you.
It's not going to fulfill you.
Fake will never fulfill you.
It's not going to.
And I think the generation of the kids, I would say from maybe elementary school till the graduated year in high school, we've created a generation of kids of followers. That's mm-hmm. why you see these kids on social media doing all the trends, wearing all the same clothes,
yeah.
wearing all the same this. They all have to do this.
Let's all be robots.
And that's why, like, I'm hitting key and hard now with what is a leader. Like, 2 weeks ago at jiu-jitsu, he was messing with some kid, or not messing with, they were like being silly together, and he kept getting this kid in trouble, and I was observing it, and so they had to go do the medicine ball, like squats and whatever, and I was observing it. Every time Kian would do something silly, he would replicate it, the other kid. And so at dinner last night, we had the conversation with him, and I said, listen, bud, it seems, and I noticed at school, a lot of his friends follow him, and I said, it seems that you naturally are a leader around your friends, but you have to understand there's a responsibility that comes with that. You can be a good leader, and you can be a bad leader.
Yep.
I said, and right now, you're being a bad leader to your friends. You're getting James in trouble because he's watching you do something, mm-hmm. and you're telling him it's okay to be disrespectful for your coaches when they're taking their time out of the day to coach you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, when you go to school and you're a bad boy to your teacher and you don't listen, you're teaching your friends that they to follow you and being a bad leader.
Right.
Right? I said, so you got to remember, you can be a good leader. You're a leader.
Yeah.
I know that because you're my son.
Yeah. But what a great responsibility that it is. It's a hard one. It comes with a lot of pressure sometimes. It comes with stress. But it also allows you to be in a position where you can really help shape people along the way. And it's a gift as well. If you play your cards right, it could be a gift. Mm-hmm. And
as parents, though, like, realize our kids' natural abilities. They're all not the same, right?
Yeah.
But their natural abilities. We need to observe our children more. And what they're naturally excelling in, we need to lean in more.
Yep.
You know, and
we also need to let them be kids. We need to let them figure it out on their own. We got to let them fail.
Yeah.
We got to let them, you know, get hurt. We got to let them, you know, do the squats and get punished and do those type of things. So part of it, you know, you can't be this parent that's trying to put this protective bubble around them. Mm-hmm. Your job is to continue to point out these little things and mold them over time. Let them recognize things on their own over time. And take that skill set, and lean into it for them, so they know what they're capable of doing, right? And
Well, somehow we started off with I messed up our flights, too.
And we're gonna end this with I think that we deserve a vacation. So I'm thankful, or Ryan does. Ryan's gonna show up at the airport tomorrow. I only know the destination. Other than that, I'm gonna have a fun three days ahead. I mean, I can't wait.
Cole and I have an extra night because Kian's with the grandparents already. So I'm like, maybe we'll just do a date night tomorrow night because we have a free evening.
And if she has a date night, it'll probably mean she'll be back at the house playing Plunder at 8:30 at night. They might go get date night. Just consists of a dinner.
No, we learned our lesson. Don't go to dinner at 6:00. When you have a date night, go to dinner like 7:30, 8:00,
because
if you
yourself.
Go to dinner at 6:00, then we're done at 7:30. We're like, now what?
Go see a movie. When's the last time you went to a movie?
Movies, like, we can do it at home. And like,
there's some movies you got to see at the movie theater. There's certain movies that are just movies that you got to see in the theater to enjoy them, in my opinion.
Maybe. I've been itching for another Lord of the Rings marathon, though. And they're about to take it away from streaming. They're about to take it away from streaming.
Probably because of psychos like you that have watched it 10,000 times.
I'm so pissed about it. I was like, how am I going to watch it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I have to go buy a DVD player? I have them on DVD set. I have a limited edition. But I don't have a DVD player.
Yeah, but you can get a DVD player now for like $30. I mean, they're so cheap. Even if you could find them.
That's a date night dinner right there.
There you go. Sorry, Cole.
All right, we'll catch you in the next one.
Take care, guys. Have a good one.